A few announcements here for the homily. First, a reminder that right after Mass, you move right into adoration. Adoration will continue until 3:30. So if you're able to stay for adoration or come later, that's wonderful. If those who are at home would like to continue to adore the Lord spiritually, you can certainly participate through live stream. Right after Mass, a reminder that we have our new confession times from 12:45 until 1:30. So if you'd like to go to confession, that'll be available right after Mass. A few other things just in terms of the parish. One topic I try not to speak about, especially now, because we have so many things going on, there's so many worries on so many people's minds and hearts. I really don't like to talk about money. But I do want to begin to say this, that for a long time now, for the past several months, we've been able to kick a lot of cans down the street, because I really do not want to be that pastor that talks about money during a quarantine. But we are now at a point where not making that weekly budget every week is beginning to catch up with us, which means we're starting to have to make some really difficult decisions with our finances, which means I'm going to ask once again, if you're able to give, please do. If you're able to give more, please do. We're going to begin to assess to see what the parish can give. We're going to make some modifications to our new budget, the new fiscal year, and then we're going to do what we can afford. So I'm going to ask you, Team Grace, please be as supportive as you can. I'm grateful for the many of you who are sacrificially giving. You are carrying the parish in so many ways. I'm deeply grateful. I know that there are some who are giving, and perhaps you can give a little bit more. And I know there are some who are giving nothing. Sometimes there's good reason for that. You're taking care of your families, I understand. But perhaps you can give something to your parish to support our mission. Again, I don't like to talk about money. I regret that I have to address this, because I know that there's a lot of concerns going on in every household. But I want to be transparent and just let you know that our waiting is catching up. No one thought that it would last this long, and I want to make the parish aware. We're not in dire straits. We're okay. But if we don't receive more revenue, we just have to make adjustments. So I want to make that aware, the parish family aware of that, and then we go from there. Well, that said, wasn't it? That was not too bad, huh? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
After the amazing Saint Francis lived and after his holy death, there was major concern about whether the way of life that had been given to him by God could be lived by anyone else. Can anyone truly follow the way of Saint Francis? He lived so severely, so austerely, so passionately for God. Could anyone measure up to that? And the church's question was this a singular gift, a singular charism given simply to this one that is not meant to be emulated by others? Or is this another way in which the baptized can live the Christian way of life? The church had to begin to discern. And of course, as the church is discerning, as God so often does, God raises up the answer. And God provides us with St. Bonaventure. Bonaventure comes on the scene. He's one of the early Franciscans. And he begins to see the developments. Could the Franciscans perhaps own some extra food? Could the priests, who are now members of the order, hold and own prayer books? These have been forbidden by Francis. Could there perhaps be some adjustments, some accommodation? And Bonaventure was the one that God anointed to go and to navigate those waters and to bring the Franciscan charism to a way in which more could live it without any threat to its integrity. And Bonaventure worked on that effort, which is why he is hailed as the second founder of the Franciscan order. Imagine the responsibility God had given to this man, one of the holiest men, Francis of Assisi, to take his life, his writings, his rule of life, and then to adjust and accommodate, again, without any sacrifice to the way of life that God had given. And Bonaventure pulled it off. In fact, because of the work of St. Bonaventure, the Franciscan order is still with us. In fact, many of the baptized are even called to be Franciscans in the secular version of that order. We see the Franciscan family thriving. I think the example of Bonaventure can be very helpful to us today, because we have such a beautiful patrimony from our faith. We have a normal way of living out the Christian way of life. But now everything has changed. Now, once again, we see dioceses going on shutdown. Even our sister parishes that are run by the Oratorian Fathers are suffering in adjustments, as one of their own has recently been tested positive for COVID-19. You might hear that St. Anne's Parish, our sister parish next door, will be closed for 2 weeks. Well, the other Oratorian parishes will be run by guest priests or will be run solely by live stream. We see adjustments, accommodations. And in the heart of the faithful, the response could be, oh no, not again. Why is this happening? How can this be? Everything's being taken away. What am I supposed to do? I'm sorry, should I send you the invitation to the pity party? Bonaventure could have said that too. This is Francis. How can I do this work? Who am I? I can't do this. Why me? Why is this happening? But Bonaventure had too much work to do and too much confidence in God. He dived into his work. He drew from the old and he brought forth the new. The Lord praises the steward for that. He tells us that the wise steward draws from the old and the new. And dear friends, as we begin to see the consequences of this pandemic, whatever they might be, now more than ever, we the baptized must be willing to draw from the old, from what we have formerly known, and instead bring forth the new. So perhaps now, instead of doing parish-wide food collections, you can take food, your household, to the outreach centers in our area. You, the baptized, can organize your neighborhoods to bring food to the poor. Perhaps now, rather than rallying parish efforts for food drive, blood drives, now you can go and give blood, and you can tell your neighbors to go and give blood. Now more than ever is a time for us not to abandon the Christian way of life, not to think that somehow the state of affairs of our world have given us a pass. We can sit and wallow in self-pity as if that is the vocation of the children of God. No. Now it's time to draw from the old. What have we formerly known? And use that wisdom to bring forth now what God is calling forth from us. Because the Christian way of life, dear friends, you do realize that it was given to us by the life of the Lord himself, a life that was marked by the shadow of the cross and crowned by the passion. This is a way of life that was meant to be born and lived in the trenches, amidst the mire and the muck of this world, amidst its punches and its scars. We cannot say, no, no, this is not what we have known, so therefore we will wait. We'll just stop. That's not the Christian way of life. Our early forefathers and foremothers, they lived this way of life knowing that at any point they could die, be tortured or executed for publicly professing Jesus Christ as Lord. And yet they lived this life. I suspect that the reason why we are struggling is we Christians have been very pampered over the past several centuries. We have been fortunate that our culture has matched, at least to some extent, the teachings of our way of life. But that's an anomaly. The vast majority of the history of the church, we have been the oddballs to declare the dignity of all human life, to fight for it, to serve it, even selflessly, to argue for what marriage is and what it is not, to believe in creation and gender. This is who we are. And the fact that our culture once again is returning to barbarism should not shock us, because, dear friends, civilization is never the norm. We are fallen. Civilization is the accomplishment of grace. Left to our own devices, barbarism is the norm. And we shouldn't be surprised. And we shouldn't be surprised when we're struck by pandemics and natural disasters and cancers and all the things of this fallen world. We have the answer to that. All of this is the consequence of sin. Because when our first parents chose themselves over God's glory, they threw a grenade into the palace of our nature. And it just brought about massive chaos in our nature, our human nature, and in creation. And until the Lord returns, we Christians are called and given the grace in order to maneuver and navigate the structure and the chaos and the brokenness of this world in order to bring forth life and light and goodness and virtue. This is the time when we should be thriving. This is the time when we should look at this world and say, yes, now is the time for us to shine. Now the message can be announced and understood fully. when instead so many Christians are surrendering to desolation, are wallowing in self-pity, are surrendering the call to discipleship, thinking that the hardship and the difficulties of this world somehow give them a pass. That's not true. We Christians, this is our hour. This is when we should be thriving most especially in the grassroots efforts to share the gospel and serve those in need, in our efforts to manifest faith in the kindness of God and the goodness of creation, and the awareness that hope is something that's given from above. And even when things look the darkest, it's we Christians who carry the light of hope in the midst of this world. That's what's been given to us. Do not let the things of this world rob it. Instead, look at St. Bonaventure today. Let's ask for his intercession. He took from the old and he brought the new. What a wonderful creative opportunity we have as the children of God. What freedom we have to look at our tradition, to draw from that old and bring forth the new. Do not miss this opportunity. Do not be one of the ones to wallow in self-pity and hide in your homes and to be so scared you can't do anything. Be safe, be prudent, and then draw from the old and bring forth the new. Because our world, suffering and hurting, needs the gospel. Our world needs you, the Christian, to share your hope with them.